Our scripture readings this afternoon give us an example for our life as children of God, as God's daughters and sons, namely the virtue of humility, humility demonstrated through trust and service. We can use the example of a young child's relationship with his parents. The parents show the child love, care, and protection, and the child implicitly trusts and relies on his mom or dad. When a child is hungry, they look to their mom or dad. When a child falls down and hurts themselves, they run to the comforting arms of their mom or dad. Even when a child insists, "I can do it myself," we know that they will always return to their mom and dad. Ask any parent who has a child who just graduated from college. They always return home. This is a model of how we, as God's children, should behave. When we hunger for something more than this world, when we are hurting or sorrowful, even when we insist that we can do it ourselves, we must humbly approach our Heavenly Father, who always provides for our needs, heals our hurts, and welcomes us with open arms. Children who trust are a lesson in humility. At the end of the day, they know that they can and should rely on their mom and dad. They know that they can ask for their parents for anything. If we go to our Heavenly Father with our needs, we can trust Him to respond to our needs in love. One of the ways our Heavenly Father responds to our needs and guides us is through our guardian angel. Today is our patronal feast, the solemnity of the holy guardian angels, whose role is to watch over us and to assist us when we need help. As the Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us, angels surpass in perfection all visible creatures, and they serve God in many ways, worshiping God, delivering God's messengers and to His people, and as our guardian angels. And so, my sisters and brothers, on this solemn feast of the holy guardian angels, let us pray for an increase in the virtue of humility, that we too, as children of God, may trust in our Heavenly Father as a child trusts in his parents, and that we may be humble enough to love, serve, and obey God in whatever task God gives us, with his guidance, the help of our guardian angel, and the gift of God's grace. May the Lord's blessings be with you today and throughout the coming week.